Praised be Jesus and Mary. I remember a story about a priest who got a 2 a.m. wake-up call one cold morning. And an excited voice told him, I think Grandpa's dying. And since it was just a couple blocks away, Father decided to walk. And as he passed by this alley, a figure with a gun stepped out and demanded for him to give him his money. So the priest told the man that his wallet was in the pocket of his coat. So he opened up his coat to get it, which revealed his Roman collar. And the gunman stuttered, "Oh, I didn't know you were a priest. Pardon me, Father, keep your money." So in grateful relief, the priest offered the guy a cigar, but the man told him, "Oh, no thanks, Father. I'm not smoking during Lent." This thug was acting like a Pharisee. The Pharisees were extremely particular about minor regulations of Jewish law, while they neglected the important commands. And that's why our Lord often condemned them. They hated Jesus because he threatened their position as religious leaders. They watched our Lord closely, tried to trap him in his speech, criticized his association with publicans and sinners, and also his neglect of the required washings is in today's gospel. They claim that Jesus could not forgive sins, that he drove out devils by the power of the devil, and they themselves, the Pharisees, set a good example only when they had an audience to impress. And we have Pharisees today. They do the same thing. When out in public, they're polite and courteous to strangers. They never fail to say please, thank you, pardon me. But among their loved ones, you seldom, if ever, hear those important words. At home, the charity just seems to disappear. And if I told someone that, by coming late to Mass that they are impolite, he or she would be insulted. Yet, coming late through one's own fault is an insult to God. It's a distraction to those in church and also to the celebrant of the Mass. Some parishes are so noisy with people talking, before and after Mass that you don't know whether you're in a church or a school cafeteria. Yet, these same people do not say a word of greeting to our Lord here on the altar. That's like going to a party, and talking to everyone except the host. So many Catholics are mixed up regarding what is really important. Now, don't get me wrong, building love and community spirit, among parishioners is good. But that can be done, on the church steps or in the parish hall. Well, then There are Catholics and others who would not, think of giving or attending a party if there was a spot, on the table or dishes or on their clothes. Yet they come to church dressed or they go to parties dressed better than they do, coming to the banquet of the Lord, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. They might be concerned about spots or stains, but their language is not only spotted, it's downright filthy. An example of filth being on the inside rather than the outside, as Jesus points out in today's gospel. Some people are big spenders, outside the home, treating the boys to drinks at the tavern, gambling hundreds of dollars away at the casino. Giving generous tips to waitresses, but they're penny pinchers when with their loved ones and with God. And I'm sure you can think of other situations, where we're clean and courteous and generous, only when it makes a show or avoids criticism. So let us ask Our Lady to help us not be Pharisees.